Welcome to Mexico City, a place with almost three times as many people as New York and a physical presence that's twice as large and growing almost daily. It's a city where people attach themselves long before streets, services, and maps make their settlements official. The unofficial is king here, and the ways in which chilangos, as residents are called, solve problems, fuels the place's pride. 3 years ago, a pair of artists began to examine the experience of living in this intense urban environment in hopes of documenting life here, from the top of one of the city's tallest buildings to the garbage on the street.
If you live in a big city, it's very easy to focus on a lot of the problems, a lot of the big issues.
One of the artists and curators is Hieronimo Hagerman.
But it's very hard to focus on what constructs your daily life. But little things are part of your emotions every day and your feeling for the city. So we really tried to focus on that and make a document about the experience of living in Mexico City, but in a very personal way.
Hagerman and co-curator Christina Fessler began talking to people. They reduced the personal reflections they heard to one or two words, identifying unique elements of the massive city.
If I tell you A, what do you think about Mexico City? So you begin to say, amor, bache, alcantarilla, whatever. And I begin to make a list. This list was like 500 or 600 words. Then I give them to the artist. And the artist tell me, you don't have blue, for example, or you don't have dog, or you don't have frigidaire or whatever. Well, perfect, you put it.
The response they got was immense. Thousands of words, which they then connected to artwork, illustrating life in the city. For abasto, the Spanish word for supply, they chose three photographs of the city's food distribution center, showing thousands upon thousands of wooden crates where the oranges and ears of corn, which feed millions of people every day, are unpacked. For volcanico, a small jar of volcanic ash serves as proof of the city's precarious perch under an active volcano, which last spewed ash, smoke, and red-hot rocks just 6 years ago. As they went through the inventory, they found a title for the project, as well as an organizing principle. ABCDF would be an alphabetical listing of things in the DF, or Distrito Federal, a dictionary of life in Mexico City.
It helps a lot that it's alphabetical order because everything has the same value. I mean, chewing gum has the same importance as church. It's exactly the same.
Hagerman and Fessler say the principle imitates city life itself, where things that wouldn't be found next to each other anywhere else exist side by side. Migrante, or migrant, is represented by a black and white photograph of a man, woman, and children walking with their things on their backs. Next to it is milagro, the Spanish word for miracle. A photo shows an unidentifiable white wall with red letters spelling out, "Do you need a miracle?" Some of these juxtapositions will be familiar to New Yorkers, who the curators say are likely to understand the depth and breadth of Mexico City better than many other people. And Fessler, a native who has visited New York several times, says residents of the two cities share another bond.
Mexico City and New York are cities that choose you, you know? You can arrive to Mexico and you become Mexican. In New York, I feel is you become New Yorker. Suddenly you become part of this whole incredible mix of cultures, and at the same time you keep your identity.
The Queens Museum of Art is hosting ABCDF, bringing the show to a borough known for having the city's richest mix of people. Among them are more than 500,000 Latino residents who Hagerman hopes will feel a connection through the work.
That you will recognize yourself there, and you can tell your friends, look, this is how...
This is Las Vegas.
This looks a lot like where I live. People going and recognizing themselves.
ABCDF will be in New York until August 20th. For WNYC, I'm Colin Campbell.